on, let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, choir, tell him. Sing it for me now. Jesus. Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, he's carried me through. When I'm down and out, he lifts me up. I know that he'll be there to help me till
Jesus is real to me.
No other has good. Yeah.
I know that.
Just talk to my tears, he helps me to stand. When my broke need a lot of money, my friends acting funny. He's always right there, he's always gonna help me. And no other has good. I know that he's real.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Happy Holy Week. Happy Good Friday. Happy Resurrection Sunday. Happy Easter, everyone. You were just listening to Jeff Wilford and the Volunteer Mass Choir with Jesus is Real, and this is the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, and we are here to celebrate 2021, the holiest of holidays for Christians. This is the holiday which is the foundations of our belief system. This is what it means to be a Christian. Jesus is the Son of God. He came. He was sentenced, crucified. He rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven. He's preparing a place for us, and he promises to come back and get us. That's what we know. That's what we know, because we know Jesus is real, just like that song I said. All right, everybody, let's get down to it. We are going to be coming from John, the 19th chapter, and we're going to read the whole story in the whole 19th chapter during this show. And it starts out, and I read, in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We want to say thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice. We really want to. I'm so excited because he died for our sins, everybody. Woo, what a gift. He set us free today. He set us free. That's love. Let's get to the story. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They clothed him in a purple robe and went up to him again and again, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they slapped him in the face. Once more, Pilate came out and said to the Jews gathered there, "Look, I bring him out to you to let you know that I find no basis for a charge against him." When Jesus came out wearing a crown of thorns and a purple robe, Pilate said to them, "Here is the man." As soon as the chief priests and the officials saw him, they shouted, "Crucify, crucify." But Pilate answered, You take him and crucify him. As for me, I find no basis for a charge against him." The Jewish leaders insisted, "We have a law, and according to the law, he must die, because he claims to be the Son of God." When Pilate heard this, he was even more afraid, and he went back inside the palace. "Where did you come from?" he asked Jesus, but Jesus gave him no answer. "Do you refuse to speak to me?" Pilate said. "Don't you realize I have power to either to free you or to crucify you?" Jesus answered, "You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin." From then on, Pilate tried to set Jesus free, but the Jewish leaders kept shouting, "If you let him go, you are no friend of Caesar. Anyone who claims to be king opposes Caesar." When Pilate heard this, he brought Jesus out and sat on the judge's seat at a place known as the Stone of Pavement. It was a day of preparation of the Passover, and it was about noon. "Here's your king," Pilate said to the Jews. But they shouted, "Take him away, take him away, crucify him." "Shall I crucify your king?" Pilate asked. "We have no king but Caesar," the chief priest answered. Finally, Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified. Everybody, I have to giggle there, because he said, "We have no..." These are the religious leaders who said they have no king but Caesar. And God says he is the all in all. Even if you didn't believe that Jesus was the Son of God, you don't put another man. We don't bow down to man. So that was why I was like, you know, anybody who claims to be the king of the Jews can't be a friend of Caesar. So to kind of put that political twist in there is what we do today, don't we? But anyway, I digress. Let's get back to the story. You know, it is important for us to realize, when I said he was flogged, his skin, his body was ripped to shreds. He was bloody, bruised, intestines hanging out, stomach ripped. They beat him with hooks. When they said they flogged him, they had big whips with hooks on the ends of them. They beat him, but that did not kill him. He stood strong. God did not allow that to be the way that Jesus died. Our Savior was alive when he was nailed to that cross with those nails in his hands, excuse me, and his feet. And I get choked up because, oh my, they bruised his body. And we know as humans how we don't like a headache. Could you imagine being beat? Senseless. Just beaten. All right. We're going to take a break right there, and we're going to slide on to the Gospel House Mix. So in between all of this, we need to give God praise give Jesus glory. Give them praise and glory because, you know, I always say with the dance fix, we have to think about what God has done for us. Well, this is a celebration of knowing what he has done for us and saying, hey, we're going to stop for a moment and give you some holy Hosanna, Holy Week praise. And that's the name of the mix, everybody. So we're going to start out with that. Get up off of your feet. You know, listen for the message. Again, let's give God some praise. Everyone, here we go.
Oh, yeah. How y'all doing today? The Savior lives. Oh. It's time to celebrate the Savior and his word. Let's shout because we know he lives and we are served. His love is set free, our enemies defeated. If with me you agree, come on and lift up your hands.
Everybody lift your hands if you know that Jesus is worthy. Open up and give him praise. Let's do it in a hurry.
In a hurry.
If you love him, let's glorify in the song and in the dance. In the Savior live, come on and lift up your hands.
To understand just why we praise, let me tell you how it all went down. The news spread so very fast, people came from miles around. This would be the day Christ would be crucified. He took his last breath, he hung his head and he died. They took my Savior down from off that rugged cross. They laid him in a tomb, it seemed all hope was truly lost. But the third day came along and brought the rhythm of life. The stone rolled away, that angel proudly proclaimed,
He lives,
Christ is risen,
just like he said.
Our Lord and Savior,
the Lord and Savior's no longer dead.
Hey, rejoice and celebrate. Hey,
everybody lift your hands if you know that Jesus is worthy. Open up and give him praise. Let's do it in a hurry. If you love him, let's glorify in the song and in the dance.
We know the Savior lives.
Lift your hands. Lift your hands if you know that Jesus is worthy. Open up and give him praise. Let's do it in a hurry. If you love him, let's glorify in the song and in the dance.
We know the Savior lives. Come on and lift up your hands.
He lives.
He lives.
Christ is risen. Just like he said, the Lord and Savior's
no longer dead. Come on and celebrate.
He
lives,
he lives,
the Savior risen,
just like he said.
Christ Lord,
the Lord and Savior's
no longer dead. And celebrate,
he lives,
and know that
he
lives,
he lives,
he lives,
he lives, he lives,
he lives, he
lives, he lives, he
lives, he
lives, he lives, he lives, he
Yeah.
Everlasting life, everybody. Everlasting life.
No.
Ooh. Oh. Yes. God's got it, everybody. God's got it. This is the first mix. You know, that was the first, that was the Sister Poochie Hosanna Holy Week mix by yours truly, okay? And when I made that mix, it was so hard not to start stopping mixing and starting shouting that I could not, I couldn't contain myself. So you heard me this time with this mix, everyone. I hope you got a chance to give God and give our Savior a great release of praise, because that is what our dance mixes are about on JHOM. It's not just about the beats. It's about the fact that David danced out of his clothes. He was rejoicing so hard. It says to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. He's not looking for quiet praise. He's looking for you to let loose. And I hope you got a chance to let loose with that. Now let's get back to the story. Because the word of the Lord is the reason we are always here, is for the reading of the word. So we picked up at the crucifixion of Jesus. So the soldiers took charge of Jesus, carrying his own cross. He went out to a place of the skull. Then they crucified him with him two others, one on each side of Jesus and Jesus in the middle. Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross, and it read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Mary, the Jews, many of the Jews read the sign. For the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Arabic, Latin, and Greek. The chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but that this man's claim to be the King of the Jews." But Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, divided them into four squares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. The garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. "Let's not tear it," they said to one another. "Let's decide by lot who will get it." This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled that it said, "They divided my clothes among them and cast lots for my garments." So this is what the soldiers did. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother. His mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cyprus, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." This disciple took her into his home. Later, knowing that everything had been finished, and so the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it and put the sponge on a stake and lifted it up to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, It was finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Now it was the day of preparation, and the next day was to be a special Sabbath. Because the Jewish leaders did not want the body left on the cross during the Sabbath, they asked Pilate to have the legs broken and the body taken down. The soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first man, and they had been crucified with Jesus, than those of the other. But when they came to Jesus, they found that he was already dead. They did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. The man saw it has given testimony, and his testimony is true. He knows that he tells the truth, that he testifies so that you also may believe. These things happen so that the scriptures would be fulfilled. Not one of the bones would be broken. And the other scripture says, they will look on the one they have pierced. Later, Joseph asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now, Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, because he feared the Jewish leaders, with Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who early had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Taking Jesus' body, two of them wrapped it with the spices and stripes of linen. This was in accordance with the Jewish burial customs. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb, in which no one had been laid, because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. Now, it picks up at the 20th chapter, and I'm not going to read all John 20. That is your assignment, because it is talking about the empty tomb. On the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciples, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." Now, you're going to read the rest of that. That's the first and the second verse of the 20th chapter. But Mary Magdalene was the first person who spread the good news that Jesus had risen from the dead, that the scripture had been fulfilled. She didn't remember. He already told them where he was going, and he was going to be with God and prepare this place for us. And he said he's going to come back and get us everybody. That's the good news of this whole season. Our sins were forgiven because blood had to be shed for the atonement of sin. Blood had to, something had to be sacrificed. That's why we call him our sacrificial lamb, because he was the lamb that was sacrificed in order to atone for all of our sins, everyone. Sins that we don't even know that we're going to commit, sins we have committed, sins we thought about committing, all of it, everything. If we confess with our mouth to Jesus, this forgive me and wash me clean of my sins, he will forgive you, he will wash you clean, he will change your life. He will change your life. Everybody, I'm a living witness. And you get joy, unspeakable joy, because you get the joy of Jesus when you accept him as your Lord and Savior. And Jesus, and God so loved the world that he gave us Jesus. It's just a love fest going on when it comes to the Holy Week, everyone. Good Friday and Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, whatever you want to call it. So let's go into Coolie the Nazareth with Awesome, everybody. Let's kick it.
Awesome. Awesome. Check. Awesome. 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 Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what it cost him. Awesome. Awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what it cost him. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome.
awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. Yeah. He the one who run this. I ain't talking Allen Rossum. He paid the price upon that cross. His life is what they cost him. He rose up 3 days later as if he was playing possum. Dirty clothes glossed him. Dirty mouths lost him. Dirty spirits bossed him. Now tell me that ain't awesome. He calmed the waters though the waves tossed him. Jesus washed the feet of his peeps, even the one who double crossed him. No basketball, this altar call, cause God has been so good to y'all. Us, me, we, 24 hours every day of the week. His eyes on the prize, homie, he don't ever sleep. Full of glory, boy, he don't need to eat. The Lord is my shepherd and I am his sheep. He is my strength, so I'm never feeling weak. A-W-E-S-O-M-E. It's the Lord of all lords and the King of kings. Like my boy S-U-B-T-L-E. It's the fear of the Lord that got the best of me. Cause he's awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they cost him. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they cost him. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. Ain't my Savior strong?
No doubt.
Ain't he on the throne?
Yeah, yeah.
Right in every wrong, so I'm banging Christ in every song. He done brought me a long way from walking the wrong way. My life was on replay, like a sorry DJ. I press play and straightway I fell down on my face because of my cross's weight. But I was saved by my Father's grace. My God is awesome, that I can say. Consider giving him your life today. From heaven came to conquer the grave and wash all of our sins away, so we could say our debt was paid. Jesus broke down that barricade. A way was made by the truth of the light, cause we were hiding in the shade. So I give my all, no hues of gray, no hues of green. So that means no Mary J, but my God way better anyway, so it's okay. A-W-E-S-O-M-E. It's the Lord who broke the chains of the enemy. For all eternity Yeshua reigns supreme. May thy will be done by all means.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what it cost. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what it cost. Awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome, awesome, awesome.
Yeah, awesome. Yes, God is awesome, everyone. Well, I have praised myself. I am tired. I praised myself so hard. I hope you praise yourself hard. Don't let the praise stop with this. Keep praising Jesus every day, remembering what he did. Give yourself communion. If you do not have unleavened bread and wine, get water and crackers or whatever you have, because it's about the symbolism of what you're doing. It is about remembering him, like he said, to do it as often as you will in remembrance of me. Give yourself communion. Go read the prayer that Jesus said at the Last Supper. Read about the Last Supper. Say those things and give yourself communion. Also, make sure you know the story of what happened. Just don't accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Know what he did. Feel what he did in order to become your Lord and Savior. You'll get a deeper, richer appreciation, and your relationship with him will become richer because you will begin to know exactly what a friend indeed he is. Everybody, on that note, we're going to roll out like we always roll out with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Peace, love, and blessings. Happy Holy Week. Happy Good Friday. Happy Resurrection Sunday. Happy Easter. Just stay happy, everybody. Love you all. Peace.